Darkness is not an affirmative force. It simply reoccupies the space vacated by the light.
This is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
It should be uncomfortable for a believer to live as a hypocrite.
Delivering people out of the bondage of mainstream media.
And the philosophies of this world.
God has called you and me to be his ambassadors. Even in this dark moment. Let's not miss our moment.
And now, the Hamilton Corner.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Hamilton Corner. And I'm guest hosting tonight for Abraham Hamilton III. I'm Bishop E.W. Jackson. It's my pleasure to sit in the seat and talk to you tonight. And I do want to hear from you before the evening is over, but we have a very special program planned. I want to talk to you about a couple of things, and then I'm going to have as my guest in the second segment, Bunny Pounds. I'm sure all of you have heard of America Reads the Bible. Well, Bunny Pounds is the visionary behind that, which had people from all over the nation, including the President of the United States, reading the Bible. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, about how that vision came about. And that's in keeping with the theme for the program today, which is the spiritual condition of America. Because I think what Bunny did was absolutely tremendous and very much needed. You know, we need prayer, but you know, we also need the Word of God. Because without the Word of God, we don't even know how to pray. So we need the Word of God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, the Word is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting to the dividing of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and there is nothing hidden from his sight, for all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So, folks, we need the Word. And that's exactly what her program did. It brought the Word to America again. Can't stop there, obviously. Got to stay in the Word. But look, before I get into a couple of issues I want to raise today, I want to remind you all, I've got something I'm starting called the Truth Tour. Untaught facts about American history, things about American history that people were probably never taught. In some cases, some may have been taught it, but most Americans have never been taught it, because what we've been taught primarily is a polemic against America emanating from the infamous Howard Zinn's book, A People's History of the United States, which is an abomination. That thing is nothing but it is a compilation of lies. It is a narrative that is intended to make people hate America. And sadly, most of our youth have been exposed to that version of American history. Well, the true version of American history is what I'm going to be talking about. And I want you all to know that my first foray into this is going to be at Joy Church in Matthews, North Carolina. Let me see if I can get this thing. Here we go. Matthews, North Carolina. And that's at 11516 Idlewild Road. For those of you in North Carolina, that's 11516 Idlewild Road in Matthews, North Carolina on Friday, June 19th at 7 p.m. So just come on by. There's no ticket price, no cost involved. Just come on by, and I will be teaching on the truth about American history, the Truth Tour. That's going to be that will actually be my second. My first is going to be a private event held at Nutramax Company, which is in South Carolina. Wonderful company that's sponsoring me to come down and talk about this. And then I'm going to be going over to North Carolina to talk about it there. And then I'm going to be in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Let's see, I think a little later in June. I need to have that date so that I can tell those of you who are listening to me exactly when I'm going to be there. So if I can find that before the program is over, I'll share that with you. Now look, here's what I want to talk about, though, today. You know, we always say we are in a spiritual battle. Right? All of us agree with that. This gets fought out on the political arena, in the political arena, but it is really a spiritual battle. And this is why what Bunny Pound did was so important and so powerful, because without the word of God, we don't have any orientation. You know, it's like it's our true north. And without that, we people just kind of float and bounce from pillar to post all over the place. We've got two major forces working. Well, I dare say three major forces working right now to undermine our country. In fact, you know what? You could even say four. In fact, I think I will say four. One, we've got the leftists, the Marxists, the socialists, Zohran Mamdani. This guy, Hassan Piker, who is just, he is just right out of the devil's playbook. And of course, Mamdani's and he are joined at the hip philosophically because they're both leftists. But you've got them. You've got the Marxists and socialists and leftists, and that's a whole slew of them. You know, you got AOC, you got Bernie Sanders, you've got Jasmine Crockett, and on it goes. People whose names, frankly, are not even really worth saying, but nevertheless, you know who they are. The whole Democrat Party is filled with them at this point. You know, we need to just come to grips with the fact there's no such thing as a Democratic moderate. A Democrat moderate. That doesn't exist. Look at Tallarico down in Texas. He's what they offered up to the people of Texas. And they're calling him a moderate. And he believes, for example, that Mary could have had an abortion. That would have been fine with God because he gave her the choice. I mean, he believes God is non-binary, you know. That there's at least six genders. I mean, I guess we should be grateful he didn't name 106. This guy is just, I mean, he's crazy. He just really is bat crazy. But that's where the Democrat Party is now. But so we got the Marxists and the socialists and the leftists. But then, folks, we've got another thing that we don't talk very much about. And that is Islamism, Sharia law. Because those of you listening to me in Texas right now, you all know this whole Plano, Texas battle over this gigantic thing that this Muslim organization wanted to build. In fact, I believe that may have contributed to John Cornyn's ignominious defeat, because he supported this thing. He basically backed some of the funding that was intended to build it. Now, why in the world any American patriot, anybody calls himself a patriot, would be supporting the building of a major Islamic complex in their community is beyond me. I do not know. I will say this. Sharia law is incompatible with the Constitution of the United States and is incompatible with American culture. Period. They've got these Sharia law enclaves in Europe, in England particularly, where they don't want cops coming in. They're governing these places by Sharia law. We're not having that in our country. We're not having it. If you don't want to abide by our Constitution, go live in a Sharia law governed country. Don't bring it here. But this stuff is really spreading. The fact that they've set up an enclave in Texas ought to give us pause. And the fact that we've got a New York mayor who is a Muslim, and we've got a Virginia lieutenant governor who is a Muslim, and we had 46 Muslims elected to public office, and of course they're all leftists. All of that ought to give us pause. These people have a right to run. People have a right to vote for them. But it's not good for our country. And then the third thing, and I'm going to save what I consider to be probably the greatest single threat to our country, and it goes along with the first. The first I say to these Marxists and these leftists, the second is Islamists, and then the third are these globalists. And there's overlap between the leftists and the globalists, but these are people who just don't like American sovereignty, and they think that the best thing that could happen is that we submit ourselves to the UN or some other global entity that will tell us what to do and what to think and how to speak and all that. No, thank you. America first. American sovereignty. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And then last, but certainly not least, we've got Communist China breathing down our necks, infiltrating our country. We need a national security audit. Between these four factors, we need a national security audit to find out just to what degree we have been infiltrated and in what institutions and entities, and what is the threat to our national security as a result. Because between China buying up meat plants and farms and properties next to our sensitive national security installations, and Sharia law invading our country, coming in through all these refugees and bringing in a kind of foreign anti-American mindset, that's where a lot of this anti-Semitism is coming from. It's coming from these Islamists who are coming here and getting a bunch of young people to buy into this nonsense of Israel's an apartheid country and the Palestinian people are the oppressed and all that, and they're being occupied. Give me a break. I read the Bible. It tells a very different story, and what the Bible says is true, and what these other people are saying is a lie. You know, if you are a Zionist, apparently, that makes you evil. Well, I'm not Jewish, but I'm a Zionist because I believe that that land was given to the children of Israel by Almighty God. And he hadn't taken it away. He dispersed them from it, but now they've been regathered to it. So between them and the globalists, you know, you know, the World Economic Forum and all these crazy people who think they know best, these elites who think they know best, and only the world would just get together. We don't need American sovereignty. Thank God for American sovereignty. The world would be a complete wasteland if it weren't for the United States of America. In every way, economically and otherwise. And then last, Xi Jinping in Communist China. The Communist Chinese, particularly, not the people of China, because a lot of them are not communists. A lot of them are Christians and have other ideas. But, of course, they can't say that in Communist China because that'll get you locked up or killed. But, you know, between birthright citizenship and Confucius Institutes and all these other ways in which they found to infiltrate our country, we are beset. We really are. And folks, you may not feel it right now, but the question is, what's it going to feel like if this continues unabated and unchecked in 10 years, in 20 years? I'll tell you what it feels like. It feels like a country that's been completely undermined from within. And this is all a spiritual battle. I mean, think about the forces that are at work. Islamists, idolaters, communists, atheists, globalists, idolaters as well, because they think that they're going to set up to somehow one world government, and everybody's going to be great because they're going to be in charge. They'll be God. Thank you very much. And of course, you know, I mean, between Islamism and communism and Marxism and socialism and globalism, I mean, we have the isms, don't we? We really do. And folks, in the name of Jesus, we're going to have to rid ourselves of this mess. And it's going to take prayer and the word of God to do it. Yeah, we have to be engaged. Yes, we have to vote. Yes, we have to be active. But without the word of God and prayer, we're impotent. Because that's where the power is. The power is in our connection with Almighty God. Not in our connection to the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, but in our connection to Almighty God. Bishop E.W. Jackson in for Abraham Hamilton III here on the Hamilton Corner. Stand by, folks. We'll be back in a moment with Bunny Pound. We'll be right back.
A Discipleship Minute with Joseph Parker.
Not being alert, making unwise decisions, moving without a sense of urgency, any and all of these actions in wartime can literally cause someone to get killed. Psalm 91 is a unique weapon in Scripture that addresses many of the perils in life. Using this weapon daily helps us to be prepared for many of the attacks the devil may utilize consistently against us. Our encouragement to you is to pray Psalm 91 every single day over yourself and over your family, because remember, in the dangerous, crazy world we live in, no one can protect you like the Lord can. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace and mercy that would empower us to be warrior-minded believers who are absolutely every day praying Psalm 91, as well as putting other weapons to work fruitfully and wisely. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Shining light into the darkness, this is the Hamilton Quarter on American Family Radio.
And this is Bishop E.W. Jackson in for Abraham Hamilton III. Great to be with you. Folks, I started the program out talking about the spiritual battle that we are in and some of the forces coming against us: Marxism, Islamism, globalism, communist China, Iran. And now I want to talk to someone who has really stepped up and brought the spiritual battle to its back to its fundamental, its foundation, which is the Word of God. And I'm talking about none other than Bunny Pound. Bunny Pound is the visionary who led, pioneered, organized this gargantuan effort called America Reads the Bible. Bunny, welcome to the Hamilton Corner here on American Family Radio.
Well, it's great to be with you, Bishop Jackson, as always. And it is just a blessing to just give American people hope that God is moving in our day. It really is an amazing moment that we live in.
Well, look, I just mentioned all of these forces that are still working against us, and we see it in the news every single day. And we know that it is a spiritual battle, but very often it's difficult to figure out, you know, how do we put that to work? I mean, we can pray individually, we can certainly ask God to help us and so forth. But you came up with a very unique idea, and that is this America Reads the Bible. Tell us, how did that come about? And then what did you do to put all of that in place to have people reading the Bible from one end to the other, literally from the beginning to the end? That's how I got saved, by the way, reading the Bible from cover to cover. But tell us how that unfolded to get America reading the Bible.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I was in the Museum of the Bible with a whole bunch of young people we take to Washington, D.C., and I had this encounter with the Lord about Ezra, and I thought, we need an Ezra moment in our nation. We need to realize who we are as a people in our nation, but specifically the body of Christ. We've let a lot of things pull on our affections, even programs in our church, but we're not like focused on actually reading the Bible, praying and worshiping the Lord. So I had this thought, wouldn't it be awesome if our national leaders from all spheres of influence, all demographics and denominations would humble themselves and say, we need the Bible every day to make it, and we're going to read the Bible in front of the American people for our 250th birthday of the country. And we did that April 18 through 25. It took 18 months approximately, 14 months of my life, working 80 hours a week with our team to pull this off. 122 ministries partnered with us, almost 500 readers, 6 cabinet members, 6 governors, 20 members of Congress, the President of the United States reading uninterrupted scripture for the first time in American history, 2.5 minutes of uninterrupted scripture as he read almost the whole chapter of 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And then we had 5,000 media hits, EW, in 1 week, over 3 million streams on PureFlix, and it's now still one of the top programs on PureFlix. People are streaming it nonstop in their living rooms with their families. It was such an amazing moment to shepherd. I'll never forget it. And we can talk about more about how I believe it's impacted the country, but I'll just say, what an honor. What an honor to see it come to pass and see God move in this way.
Well, thank you for doing it, because I really believe it's exactly what the country needs. I once asked Andrew Womack, who is a mutual friend of ours, I asked him, I said, what do you think it'll take to bring an awakening to our country? God later gave him a word that we are in an awakening right now. But he said, I expected him to talk about prayer, but he said, it's going to be the word of God. He says, it's going to be the word of God, because the word of God is filled with power. And I often say, you don't even know how to pray if you're not reading and studying and imbibing, meditating in the word of God, because it teaches you how to access God and his will and his plan and purpose for our lives. So it was a wonderful thing. And I'm so glad to hear that it's ongoing, that it's continuing, because I really believe that that's part of this awakening that is happening in our country right now. Because like you said, it's never been done before, and we've never had the President of the United States reading the Bible before to the entire nation. So praise God for that. And praise God for you, that you listened to the Lord and went ahead and launched this. Now, you've got a new book out, and it sounds to me like the book in some sense is kind of inspired by this experience of reading the Bible.
Actually, yeah, reading the Bible came from this book. When I had this encounter with the Lord about Ezra, I just finished the first draft of it and was looking for a new publisher, and Whitaker House decided they wanted to publish it. But it is really the leadership qualities of Nehemiah have inspired my life for over 15 years, EW. I used to lead Bible studies. I used to be a congressional staffer. I ran campaigns for 16 years for members of Congress. Most people know that. But out of that, I would teach Bible studies to current staffers, state representative staffers, congressional staffers, even members of Congress. And I taught through the book of Nehemiah. And this book is literally a chronological study of the book. It's about 16 chapters. But each chapter covers a characteristic of his leadership that I believe will impact every pastor, every civic leader, every politician that reads it, every business leader. But you can literally train your staff and leaders how to be amazing leaders through this amazing character study of Nehemiah. Not only was he a man who galvanized and mobilized people, like we know, to rebuild the walls of a nation in 52 days, which is unhuman, right? Any of us would go, wow, how in the world did you do that? But he went through massive warfare. He had to stay on the wall in the midst of suffering and persecution. He had massive favor, massive blessings. He just exemplified, was very strategic, full of wisdom. And so I actually go through 16 modern Americans also. Friends of mine like Kelly Shackelford and Scott Turner, our HUD secretary, and Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond, and different people from different spheres of influence that exemplify these characteristics today in our culture today, to inspire people that they can be leaders like Nehemiah and inspire the country. And we have to have leaders. We have such a leadership crisis in our country. We need people that have a biblical worldview to step up and lead. Please lead now.
Amen. Well, look, let me ask you this. Since you've talked about leading, one of the complaints I often hear as I travel around the country is that people say many pastors, churches simply won't step up. Either they are afraid of the government punishing them because they're involved in quote unquote politics, or they're afraid that their members won't like it if they take a stand based on the word of God. Well, you stepped out there and I'm sure you faced all kinds of resistance and all kinds of obstacles. You can't do anything great without facing that. What would you say to those people who are still kind of, well, you know, I'm not sure I want to get involved like that?
Well, it's one of the reasons we created Christians Engaged, our ministry, about 7 years ago, is we wanted to create a vehicle for pastors that are awakening. They are afraid, though. They're afraid of, you know, different things in their mind related to the Johnson Amendment and all this stuff. But really, they're worried about losing one tithing member. Let's be frank. That's really what they're worried about. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to create an apparatus where they could teach people about prayer, voting, and engagement without splitting their church. And they can be bold enough to register voters and to just do the stuff. And so anybody listening to us can go to our website at christiansengaged.org, and they can take so many resources that we have for pastors to their local pastor. They can be an area leader with us. They can help us mobilize people. But we track every election in the country. We push over 1 million people out to vote now to every election. And we teach them about prayer voting and engagement. And it's a very safe and easy way for people to do this work in a nonpartisan way that can connect their biblical values with basic civics. So that's what we do every day.
You're involved, aren't you? You correct me if I'm wrong, but you're connected with a network of policy councils across the country, or at some point you did some work with them?
Yeah, no, we are the Church and Civic Engagement Ministry of Family Policy Alliance, and we work with our amazing family policy councils around the country. We're the beginning step one to get every Christian praying, voting, and engaging, and then we love to push people to actually working on advocacy, running for campaigns, mobilizing Christians, and working with our amazing network across the country.
What's the biggest obstacle that you've faced, Bunny, in getting people engaged? What's the biggest hurdle?
There's a couple things I hear, as you hear, just plain apathy. It's not going to make a difference. The unbelief that hits our heart that, oh, well, everybody's the same. All these politicians are evil, or they're mudslinging, or, you know, none of this is going to matter. You have the basic unbelief of that, not realizing that we have been created by God to do something, right? To create and to steward our nation, steward our earth well. But we also hear just the idea that, I don't even know how to say it. It's like, my mind's going blank because there's so many frustrations I have related to this.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But so many people just think they can't make a difference. They really think they can't make a difference. And then the overall busyness of life. The busyness of life tries to steal our affections from what's most important. And so when we think Proverbs 29:2 talks about when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked man rules, the people groan. Mm-hmm. We don't actually think that that's true. And so we keep busy with everything else. And then we're not really loving our neighbors well by electing righteous leaders. And that's a huge problem for our country. And we have to shift that. Part of reading the Bible over our country was reading the Bible, because we have to have a biblical worldview. We have to be the leaders that God's called us to be. And then we have to elect righteous leaders to govern well, to protect our republic for the next 250 years. We have to remain strong. It's important for our country, and it's important for the world that America remains strong and active and full of faith.
Yeah, Bunny, if I can, and you have time, I want to try to get a couple phone calls in. People may want to talk to you, ask you questions. I'm sure they're inspired by you. Folks, the number is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you'd like to ask a question of Bunny Pound, or you'd like to make a comment or just encourage her, this is the woman, the visionary behind America Reads the Bible. That's 888-589-8840. We'll take those calls as soon as they begin to come in. And if she can stay over a little bit to take some additional ones after the break, we'll do that. Bunny, talk to us a little bit about legacy, because frankly, I look at you and I am so encouraged, because of course I've been at this a lot longer than you have. I remember the first battle I was engaged in addition to the whole pro-life issue, was the first one of the earliest so-called gay rights bills that were coming down the pike up in Massachusetts. And I heard from pastors a lot, oh, I'm busy. I'm too busy pastoring. This is no big deal. This is not going anywhere. I mean, they were just convinced that it didn't matter in the end, because, you know, God would take care of it and nothing would happen. And there are those people who do kind of say, well, you know, we already know Jesus has won the battle. It's already over and so forth. And we don't really need to get involved in all of that, because, you know, the rapture's coming. So I want to thank you as a younger person for being out there and continuing to pioneer. I think about the fact tomorrow I'll be going to the funeral of James Robison, who has passed on, gone home to be with the Lord. And I think about how much he was concerned about legacy, about making sure that there was a new generation to pick up the gauntlet and continue to run. And frankly, Bunny, you're part of that new generation of leaders. And I hope that you, and I hope others in my age group and beyond, appreciate how God is using you. Are you getting encouragement from some of the elders in the body of Christ?
Well, actually, that's where we first met. I don't know if you remember, it was at James's studio when he had a closed door meeting of those of us that were changing the country. And I was the only woman out of 40 men in the room. And anyway, James has been such a spiritual father to me. I worked for him when I was 18, 19, and 20. We wouldn't be here. Christians Engage would not have been sustained in the early years without his support and believing in this mission of what we're doing. And I will be there honoring his legacy. But I think it comes down to this question for all of us, EW. You know, I'm too young, but I have three grandbabies. I don't look that old. But we, you know, I want to be on the front porch of my East Texas home one day, bass fishing, telling my children and my grandchildren that I was in the fight, that I didn't let our republic die, that I didn't let the church go complacent, that I was there as a revivalist to awaken the church in an important moment, right? That I was fighting for the lives of the unborn, and I was doing everything in my power to stop the gates of hell from overtaking our nation. I think we all have to live with these decisions, and we have to go, what am I going to be saying when I'm 80, 85, 100 to the next generation? Was I in the fight? Did I just sit there binge watching Netflix all day long? How did I use the time, the precious time that we have? You know, when I ran for Congress in 2018, I used to tell my staff during that season, I have the same 24 hours. You have the same 24 hours our opponents have. How are we using that 24 hours will define our destiny and define this race. I think we all have to say, look at our lives, and James lived well. My gosh,
Amen.
What
Amen.
An amazing legacy he had. And I'm so thankful that he was in my life.
We've got to take a quick break. Bunny, thank you for staying on. Folks, we'll be taking your calls when we come back. Just a moment.
Thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. There is hope and healing from a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. Your call is confidential, and we will help you find healing. 866-482-LIFE.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins takes you behind the headlines and soundbites into conversations with leaders and newsmakers. And Washington Watch Weekend Edition features content from the best segments of the week. For many years, Washington Watch has provided in-depth news coverage and insightful analysis from a Christian perspective. And Washington Watch Weekend Edition is a condensed version of the week's coverage. Washington Watch Weekend Edition, now at 5:30 p.m. Central Saturdays on American Family Radio.
Rededicating America to God. This is David Wheaton, host of The Christian Worldview. This year we commemorate 250 years as a nation. Early Americans in our history were overtly Christian, but we have strayed far from that today. Recently, an event called Rededicate 250 was held in Washington that invited, quote, all Americans to come together in prayer and worship ahead of the nation's 250th birthday. Certainly good intentions, but let's also realize that a nation is transformed when more people repent and believe in Jesus Christ. That will lead to what the psalmist said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Hear a most recent program on Rededicate 250 with guest Todd Friel at thechristianworldview.org and then join us this weekend for another topic that will sharpen your worldview.
Listen to The Christian Worldview with David Wheaton, Saturday mornings at 8 Central on American Family Radio.
The Hamilton Quarter podcast and one-minute commentaries are available at AFR.net. Back to the Hamilton Quarter on American Family Radio.
And this is Bishop E.W. Jackson in for Abraham Hamilton III here on the Hamilton Corner. My guest is none other than Bunny Pounce. She's the president of Christians Engage, and she is the visionary behind America Reads the Bible. And I want to give you an opportunity to talk to her. The number is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Bunny, just before we go to the calls, how can people connect with you, find out what you're doing with your ministry, maybe get engaged through your ministry? Where would they go?
Yes, if you want to get married, go to christiansengage.org. No, pray, vote, engage. Go to christiansengage.org. If you would like to see the 84 hours of Bible reading and see Genesis to Revelation, you can go to americareadsthebible.com and see the archives that are archived every hour on PureFlix. We're so thankful for our partnership with them. And my new book is on Amazon or wherever you get your books, christianbook.com, Barnes & Noble, Stepping Up to Lead, Rebuilding a Nation in the Footsteps of Nehemiah.
Stepping Up to Lead, Rebuilding a Nation in the Footsteps of Nehemiah. Wonderful. 888-589-8840. Bunny, we're going to go to the phones and give people an opportunity to talk to you. Our first caller is Wendy from Iowa. Wendy, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Wendy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm just wanted to call, and you just gave the answer to my question. I didn't write down, because I'm driving, the name of that book of leadership in the Bible, and that's Nehemiah, correct?
Yes. Stepping Up to Lead. Rebuilding a Nation in the Footsteps of Nehemiah. My name is Bunny Pounds, Bunny with an I. So just think of Bunny Rabbit with an I.
Yeah, I'm sure you look up Bunny's name, you'll find the book.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, B-I-N-N-Y?
No, I, B-I-N-N-I.
Yes.
Oh, B-I-N-N-I, okay.
Yeah, my other book on my story is called Jesus in Politics, One Woman's Walk with God in a Mudslinging Profession. That's a highly entertaining book, too.
Okay. All right, Wendy. Well, follow up, and I'm sure you are going to be inspired and encouraged by what God is doing with Bunny Pounds. So thank you so much for the call, Wendy. Let's go to Greg in Arkansas. Greg, welcome. Whoa, Greg, we got some background noise there.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Didn't realize I was on the phone. I just had a simple question, and I think you pretty much answered it. Bunny just said go to americanengage.org.
I think it's christiansengage, right?
And I can find all the information I was looking for.
I think it's christiansengage, right? Bunny?
ChristiansEngage.org, and you can take the pledge. There's a commitment to pray for our nation, to vote in every election, and to engage in some form of civic education or involvement for the well-being of our country. So just take that commitment, fill that out, and you'll start getting prayer reminders every Monday and four voting reminders for every election to make sure you never forget to steward your nation well again.
Amen. ChristiansEngage.org.
All right. Thank you so much. I felt like for a long time exactly what you just said, that people are too worried about they're not going to change anything. So if everybody that says that would get off their butt and do something, then we'd be more like Bunny.
Amen. Yes. I got tired of running Christian candidates as candidates and then them losing because churches wouldn't come out to vote. So if every Christian actually votes, we can literally shift the nation. I believe that.
Amen. Thank you for the call, Greg. Let's go to Carolyn in North Carolina. Carolyn, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Appreciate you, Bishop. And Bunny, I love your name.
Thank you. I was named after Billy Graham's daughter, Ruth Graham Bell. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So my question is, I have been, my husband's a veteran, so we pray for the country all the time. We're active in our church. I've been a public speaker for many years. I'm comfortable in front of 500. And my question is, what would be the best place to get started? Like, what's the best next step to get started in my community, my church, my new community where I just moved? Where do I start?
That's a great question. Number one, you want to kind of look at your interests and what are the burdens that you carry? Is it for a specific topic? Is it for, you know, your chamber of commerce? Would you ever want to run for office? We have a great program through Christians Engage, our area leader program, that we actually walk with you. We have Zoom meetings once a month. We actually train people how to engage their pastor, you know, do voter registration drives, how to lead classes in your home or in your church. We have so many resources there, but really you just want to start somewhere. Is that, you know, going to a political party event? So one thing we love to tell people is we have an on-ramp to civic engagement class. And we've actually done this over around the country, but we have it recorded. It's amazing. It's $29 and you can buy it and it'll actually help you discover where you need to go for your life, because there's so many needs. And between federal government, state government, county government, local government, there's so many ways you can plug in. But if we all find our place on the wall, that's where the power is. So we'll help you do that.
Thank you for the call, Carol. We appreciate that. And that, wow, that's really very practical advice, Bunny. And sounds like you got a really practical way of helping people to get engaged, not just saying get engaged, but actually paving the way for people to do that. That is great. Okay, we've got Tracy in Texas. Tracy, welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Bunny, I just wanted to say thank you so very much for being obedient to what the Lord put on your heart. I realize that you have already had some engagement in political areas, but I was so excited when I heard about this on this radio station, and I drive for the city of Denton, Texas, and so I listen to this program, Hamilton Report, all the time while I'm driving around Denton. However, I was telling people about it when I found out about it, and just kind of spreading the word, and I was engaged with it throughout the week as much as possible. Hey. And I just wanted to thank you so much, and you've really inspired a lot of people to want to do more, but I'm just very grateful that you took this and the dedication. People don't realize day by day, that 24-hour thing you just said, they don't realize that day by day thing, how long 14 months can take to organize something. I'm doing good if I can get 6 people together for a lunch date. So thank you.
Thank you,
Tracy. Yeah, the depth of what it's done for families, I think I've not really realized how effective it was when you turn on a Bible reading in your home. And thank you for playing it in your home for your family. Again, the amount of families that are still playing this nonstop, I've got even business owners that said they keep playing it in their offices nonstop because the word just penetrating the atmosphere is shifting the environment in their offices or in their homes. We had one little boy woke up the other day. He told his mom and dad he wanted to do America Reads the Bible in their home at breakfast, and he pulled out his little Jesus Bible and started reading it to his parents. I mean, that is culture changing.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
The altar is back in the home of the Bible being read. So thank you, Tracy, for doing that, and keep sharing it with people.
Hey, Abani, since you brought this up, any chance that this becomes something that that people could get in, like they have now, the the Word Bible or the Bible, the audio Bible? Any chance that this becomes something that's available to people on an ongoing basis?
Yes. Well, PureFlix has it for free. Everybody can watch every hour. It's be there forever. We're also going to take the audio files and put it out on a podcast, you know, streaming platform so that people can listen to it nonstop as well. We're going to be clipping every single reader on America Reads the Bible on our YouTube channel. So Patricia Heaton and Candace Cameron Bray and all of those will be individual clips so that people can share them on social media and stuff. Starting July 1, I'm probably going to watch every single video and invite the American people to watch each video with me. So we got a lot of plans to keep the archives alive, and it's not the end. We don't know what God wants to do with America Reads the Bible, but we do feel like we've tapped into something, and we really have seen that there's a famine in the land for just the Word. You know, we can't live on a 20-minute sermon at our local churches anymore and think we're going to make it, guys. You've got to have the Word all the time. And this is just one of the ways that you can get in the Word in you.
Well, we've only got a couple of minutes left. Let's see if we can get some of these calls in. We've got Samuel in Texas. Samuel, welcome.
Yes. Good afternoon, Bishop Bonnie. I just wanted to, we were just talking to a group of pastors at Corpus Christi. We had Citizens Defending Freedom. They actually did a proclamation at the county courthouse that basically was a proclamation from our county judge for a responsible fatherhood. And I remember you a few years ago, you came to Corpus Christi, Bonnie, and it was just exciting to hear what you were doing. I was very excited about America's Reads the Bible. It really resonates with me. I've been for maybe about 3 years, I've been literally quoting Exodus 20 every morning, in the morning, out in the air. And I believe that speaking scripture out like you did with America Reads the Bible was absolutely what our nation needs. And that's really thankful for you for doing that. May God bless you and continue to work through you.
Thank you.
Well,
Samuel.
Thank you. And Corpus Christi is a perfect example of what it looks like when the church gets together. I mean, there's no more unity in the body of Christ than in Corpus Christi, Texas. And you have the best member of Congress because of it, Congressman Michael Cloud, who's a dear friend and on our advisory board. So that's what happens when the church gets together and works in a community is what's happening in Corpus Christi, Texas. So keep it up.
Amen. We've got time for one more call. This is, I think it's pronounced Randell. Correct me if I'm wrong, Randell, from Arkansas, I believe. Welcome.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Bunny. Randall.
Oh, Randall, okay.
R-A-N-D-A. Yeah. I'm burdened by the fact that I have family in Texas that I tried to convey to them what you have been saying, what Bunny says. And, of course, we know the answers are in God's Word. And they still listen to the media. And whatever they hear on WBAP or KRLD or whatever, our TV, radio, they still cannot believe that they're being misled. And so even with me trying to convey that to them, they still voted incorrectly. And that's a burden I carry.
Yeah.
All right, Randall, we're going to let you go and let Bunny respond to that. And then, Bunny, I want to try to get in one more time where people can connect with you. But go ahead and respond to Randall.
Yeah, it is a sobering moment, guys. And this is why we read the Bible all the way through, because we have to know the truth. And the only way we're going to know truth from error in the days ahead is the Word of God. So, you know, just to keep encouraging your family members that there's only one place of truth, and that's the Word, and we have to line up our voting habits related to that. And unfortunately, that's not an easy message for people, but it's a message we have to keep carrying it. So thanks for carrying it.
So, Bunny, people are inspired by you. How, again, give them how to get the book, how to connect with your website. Just tell people that information again for those who might have missed it.
Yeah, go to christiansengage.org, take the pledge to pray, vote, and engage, and you'll get in our system and connect with the ministry. AmericaReadsTheBible.com is where you can watch nonstop Bible reading. It's amazing, and it'll touch your life. And then the new book is Stepping Up to Lead, Rebuilding a Nation in the Footsteps of Nehemiah. So get it wherever you get your books.
Well, Bunny, it looks like you and I may be seeing each other. It's going to be a big crowd, so I don't know that that will happen, but I'll be at the funeral for James as well. So maybe, by the grace of God, I'll see you there. But thank you so much, Bunny, for all that you are doing for God, for the body of Christ, and for our country.
Well, thank you, Bishop, and we'll honor the man who got us all started and encourages us in the next. I know he's cheering in the great cloud of witnesses for Amen. Us right now.
Amen. Folks, that was Bunny Pound, great woman of God. I can't believe that she's got 3 grandchildren. but wonderful woman of God being used mightily by the Holy Spirit. You all know what to do. Stand up, step up, speak up, and refuse to back up, because we cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side.